time or these uncomfortable circumstances. That's not what it means. The court will actually allow the government to treat people differently or abridge their rights because we'll have really good reason to do it. The problem with that kind of logic should be obvious. If you put something in the Constitution that says you can't abridge someone's rights based on their age or their sex or their gender identity, and then the government passes a law that says actually we're going to have men in women's prisons, you're treating people differently based on their sex. And of course there's a good reason for that. There's a very good reason for that. But that's why you don't put something so broad into the Constitution where you basically leave it up to judges to say, well, is that allowed or is that not allowed?
And by the way, is this one of those laws that will end up before the state Supreme Court?
Well, not the law because it's going to be a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
So it's not the specific law, but what will happen is that someone will sue. So for instance, right now, if you want to get a concealed carry permit, you have to be 21 unless you have military service. I clearly think if this goes into effect, someone would be able to sue and say, actually, I'm 18, I should be able to get a concealed carry permit because my rights shouldn't be abridged based on my age according to the Equal Rights Amendment. In this case, I actually think that would be fine. But there's a whole host of other unintended circumstances related to, any number of these categories, where it's too broad. Sometimes it is okay to treat people differently based on their age. Sometimes it's okay to treat people differently based on their sex. And it definitely doesn't mean they're not as important or they're not as equal. It's just we recognize that there are differences in people, and we should have the ability to put some nuance into our laws. And that's really what this amendment takes away.
Make sure you check out the column about unintended consequences of this ERA. It's fascinating reading, and you'll enjoy it. Victor, as always, man, great to visit with you. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go, Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us right here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
All right, 3:31, some good news here. That incident involving a trailer, Interstate 15 southbound of Charleston, has been cleared, but you're still sluggish there. Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. Also, some heavy volumes to 15 westbound at Tenaya. 215 north at Decatur. Touch the brakes there. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour there on the freeway, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. 515 west at Pecos. Slow through that corridor as well. And if you're driving a high-profile vehicle, Interstate 11 at mile marker 1, that's at Hoover Dam, has posted a wind advisory at high-profile vehicles are not advised to go through.
Kevin Wall here, happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
This holiday season features even more online shopping, and all that online activity means more chances of exposing your personal information. In fact, 64% of adults admit to risking online privacy just for convenience. So when you're buying online, you may not know that your identity has been compromised or that your information has been sold on the dark web. So don't spend the holidays without identity theft protection from LifeLock. It monitors for uses of your personal information, and if you have a problem with identity theft, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction in every business, but LifeLock can help you feel and be safer this season and all year long. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Use the promo code HANDLE. That's LifeLock.com, promo code HANDLE. 25% off, LifeLock.com, promo code HANDLE.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had no idea that 17 million people would be watching Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and Oprah on CBS last night. I did not watch it live. I watched some of the clips. It was fascinating to watch. And again, this is a gal that grew up in Cali and was not very royal. I mean, she's not. But I want you to hear, this was with Oprah last night, her relationship to the Queen, how it began. And it's fascinating stuff, and it's kind of fairy tale stuff in a way. I still don't know. And by the way, I'll open up our phone lines just real quick. I'd like to get an idea of how this thing grabs America. We don't have a monarchy. We've read about it over the years. We've romanticized over it. But I'm just going to tell you, it's fascinating to me how this thing works. This was last night, Meghan Markle with Oprah talking about her relationship to the Queen.
Well, you know, in every family, I think, things get serious when you are brought in to meet the mother or the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And in everybody's family, who's watching right now, you know, the grandmother is the matriarch and known in many families as the Queen.
Yeah.
And
she was one of the first people I met.
In your situation, it's the Queen.
The real Queen.
The real Queen that you're meeting. And what was that like? Were you worried about making the right impression?
There wasn't actually a huge formality the first time I met Her Majesty the Queen. We were going to lunch at Royal Lodge, which is where some other members of the family live, specifically Andrew and Fergie, and usually and Beatrice would spend a lot of time there. And Eugenie and I had known each other before I had known Harry, so that was comfortable, and we were friends with them as a couple. And then it turned out the Queen was finishing a church service there in Windsor, and so she was going to be at the house. And I remember Harry and I are in the car, and he says, okay, well, my grandmother's there, so you're going to meet her. I said, oh, great. I loved my grandmother. I used to take care of my grandmother. This is great. He goes, right, do you know how to curtsy? What? I said, do you know how to curtsy? Now, I thought genuinely that was what happens outside.
Yeah.
I thought that was part of the fanfare. I didn't think that's what happens inside. And I said, but it's your grandmother. He goes, it's the Queen.
Wow.
And that was really the first moment that the penny dropped, that this wasn't... It was easy for me up until then
so
to
then
go...
So did you Google how to curtsy?
No, we were in the car.
Okay.
We're in the car. We're 5 minutes
how
from
How does
arriving.
One curtsy? Yes.
Deeply, to show respect. Mm-hmm. And I learned it very quickly, right in front of the house. We just practiced and then walked in. And
you and Harry practiced.
Yeah. And Fergie ran out and she said, are you ready? Do you know how to curtsy? I said, oh my goodness, you guys... and so I practiced really quickly and we went in and I met her and apparently I did a very deep curtsy and I don't remember it. And then we just sat there and we chatted and it was lovely and easy. And I think, thank God I hadn't known a lot about the family. Thank God I hadn't researched. I would have been so in my head about all of it.
Mm.
I would have had it.
So you're basically... What you're sharing with us is that you were no more nervous than the regular person who goes to meet somebody's grandmother. You weren't that intimidated because it was the Queen.
I think it's two things. It's I had confused the idea of I grew up in L.A. You see celebrities all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same. right? But it's very easy, I think, especially as an American, to go, oh, these are famous people. It's like, no, this is a completely different ball game.
Meghan Markle with Oprah last night. That's fascinating stuff. Now, I will tell you, to me, it's irrelevant with all the problems we have in this world. It is kind of cool to think that there is a place in the world where royalty still matters. I really do. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl leads off our week. Carl, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I agree with you, actually. Very unusual, but I do agree with you at one point. I have two words, just two words, prophetic words about the Markle thing. Who cares? With all the trouble going on in the world, in our country and other countries, people dying, terrible things going on, who really cares what the royal family does?
Good point.
I want to be truthful about it.
Good point. Hey, by the way, flag this tape, would you please? It's the only time you'll ever hear coming out of the mouth of Carl, clinical Carl, that he agrees.
We're on the same page.
I know.
The problem is, it's different books.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Carl, I got to run, got to hit a break here, but thanks, man. I appreciate it. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. Coming up in our next segment, I want to find out what the fascination is with folks like you and folks that you have absolutely nothing in common with, talking about the Royals. And not the Kansas City Royals, the baseball team, the team I grew up with. No, I'm talking about the Royals, as in Queen Mom and Queen and Prince Philip and, oh, gosh. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. First-time callers, always welcome, okay? We love first-time callers because they bring something, well, they bring something special to the program, something unique to the program. We'll find out if you were in that 17 million last night that we're watching, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Oprah. I found that incredible. And again, all I've seen are the clips. I haven't seen every moment of that interview. But a good get for Oprah, I would think, yeah? Although she was at the wedding, so you'd have to think maybe she had the inside track on getting that first big interview with Meghan Markle. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The market continues to show its volatility, both up and down, often in the same day. How does this affect our retirement plan? Well, joining me today with some insight is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do we need to know?
Steve, one of the things we need to focus on is a word called repetition. That means over and over again, the same thing. Well, when you get a retirement, wouldn't it be great to get an income over and over again, the same thing or more every single year all the way through
your
retirement?
Sign me up.
Well, that's income planning, and that takes a lot of the worry out of the retirement world. And a lot of folks are asking me questions, well, Coach, what are we going to do? The market's up, the market's down. What about Bitcoin? What about gold? What about silver? What about your retirement? Now, gold, silver, Bitcoin, just like stocks, you buy them and you hold them, and then you have to decide when to liquidate and sell. And once you're out, you're out. Wouldn't it be great to have, though, an income plan that once you're in, you're always in? You're always going to get that stream of income. It's called income planning, Steve, and it's a whole different designation in the financial world. As a fiduciary planner, I went and received, Steve, after three classes, something called a Retirement Income Certified Professional, RICP, and it was three intensive exams as well, but now I'm certified to offer total income plans. And folks, if you're worried about retirement, let's take that worry away. Let's take money you've already put aside, and let's get you that guaranteed lifetime income plan that you deserve. Steve, the next 20 people call, they'll get their very own total retirement plan that has lifetime income. I'm also going to give a three-book set of three of the books I've written. I've got a box set on retirement income as well. The next 20 people will get that at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value.
What a great opportunity, Coach. That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, VEGAS to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered investment advisor.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll get to your calls in a couple of minutes at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about the affection that Americans have for the royal family. I don't understand it. They have absolutely nothing in common with the rest of us, okay? Nothing in common. We'll get to your calls coming up. First, though, this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. I want you to hear Meghan Markle in her own words. And we always talk affectionately about one's wedding day. You remember what you did and how you got up and the ceremony and the reception, all of that. Meghan Markle talked with Oprah very openly about her wedding day with Prince Harry. This is from last night's special on CBS.
I was there on that wedding day, and I so recall the sense of magic. I mean, I'd never experienced anything like it. And when you came through that door, it seemed like you were like floating down the aisle. Were you even inside your body at that time?
I've thought about this a lot because it was like having an out-of-body experience that I was very present for. And that's the only way I can describe it, because the night before, I slept through the night entirely, which in and of itself is a bit of a miracle. And then woke up and started listening to that song, Going to the Chapel, and just tried to make it fun and light and remind ourselves that this was our day. But I think we were both really aware, even in advance of that, this wasn't our day. This was the day that was planned for the world.
everybody who gets married knows that you are really marrying the family, too.
Mm.
But you weren't just marrying a family. You were marrying a 1,200-year-old institution. You're marrying the monarchy. What did you think it was going to be like?
I will say I went into it naively.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family. It wasn't something that was part of conversation at home. It wasn't something that we followed. My mom even said to me a couple months ago, she said, did Diana ever do an interview? Now, I can say, yes, a very famous one, but my mom doesn't even know that, right?
But you were certainly aware of the royals.
Of course.
And if you're going to marry a royal, then you would do research about what that would mean.
Well, I didn't do any research about what that would mean.
You didn't do any research?
No. I've never looked up my husband online. I just didn't feel a need to because everything that I needed to know, he was sharing with me, right? Or everything that we thought I needed to know, he was telling me.
So you didn't have a conversation with yourself or talking to your friends or thinking about what it's like, what it would be like to marry a prince who is Harry, who you had fallen in love with, mm-hmm. and what it would mean to be a part of that family. You didn't give it a lot of thought?
No, we thought about what we thought it might be.
Yeah. Which is, that's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't fully understand what the job was,
mm-hmm.
right? What does it mean to be a working royal? What do you do? What does that mean? I knew that he and I were very aligned on all of our cause-driven work.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of our initial connection. And what we talked about in the beginning of our courtship. But I think there was no way to understand what the day-to-day was going to be like.
Yeah.
And it's so different because I didn't romanticize any element of it, but I think as Americans especially, what do you know about the royals? It's what you read in fairy tales.
Right.
You think is what you know about the royals,
right?
So it's easy to have an image of it that is so far from reality. And that's what was really tricky over those past few years is when the perception and the reality are two very different things and you're being judged on the perception, but you're living the reality of it,
mm-hmm.
there's a complete misalignment and there's no way to explain that to people.
Meghan Markle last night with Oprah on CBS. I'll just tell you, I don't believe her for a minute. Whether you are on Match.com or Tinder or Bumble or whatever the website is, don't think that person you're going to go out with next week hasn't Googled you to find out more about you, to see if there are any red flags. I'm just telling you, in this day and age, that people check each other out. And it's good that we do that. It's very good that we do that. Anyway, Meghan Markle, when she says, no, I didn't Google him. No, I didn't do that. I don't believe that for an instant. I mean, I hate to say it, but I really honestly don't. By the way, coming up in our next hour, Glenn Levitt, we'll check on week six. We are into week six now of the 81st Nevada legislature. They're starting to get bills, not passed, but printed. Legislative language attached to bills. And we'll find out more about that. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out on LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stay where you are. Trust me. We are going to be sprinting to the finish line today. We've got so much to do, and I've got a stack of stuff that's like a mile high. Stay where you are. Trust me on this one. We're going to be having some fun here in a few minutes. In fact, we're going to talk more about this whole royal wedding fascination that folks seem to have. 17 million people watched it last night. Yeah. That's unbelievable. On AM 670, KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to get into, got to get the microphone in front of my face, thank you. One of the things we're going to do a little bit later on in the program, I'm real excited about it, we're going to be caller intensive, and I want to find out from you what the fascination is with the Royals. The fact that 17 million people watch this thing on a Sunday night is absolutely incredible. It's amazing to me. And I want to find out why, because they really we have nothing in common. To me, it's like kind of the equivalent of communicating with NBA superstars, guys that are making $40 million a year. I got to tell you, I feel nothing in common with people like that, or sports stars or celebrities, that are making $30 million a movie, $40 million a movie. They live in gated communities. We have nothing in common with them. And yet we are still fascinated by them. And, we'll get up at some ungodly hour in the middle of the night to watch a royal wedding. And the pomp and circumstance and all of that. I'll just tell you, I'm... I'm incredulous.
Laborers Union Local.
Sorry about that. That was a brief. That was a brief interlude. Stay where you are. More to do. We didn't. I didn't come to rehearsal today. So if the show sounds a little loose on my end, it's because I didn't rehearse it. Sorry about that. Stay where you are. Coming up, Glenn Lovett, Assemblyman District 23.